Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
A choice right now, between fear and love. It's just a rock.
Out of the dark night of ignorance and into the shining light of truth.
Expounding reality.
A population of citizens capable of critical thinking.
We don't see things as they are, we see them as we are.
There's a level of reality where everything dissolves into an ocean of energy.
We empower our experience by insisting on our authenticity.
That's very profound. Very.
Expanding reality.
Welcome to Expanding Reality. I am your host, Brandon Thomas, on this incredibly cool episode. Clan mother Karen McDonald joins us again to talk biowarfare, DEWs, collective directions, positive predictions, and all of the alchemy involved in this wild realm and how to biohack yourself. Now, absolutely join us in the afterthought. Great way to support your favorite show where we go deep into Project Incension, what tribes are, the bloodline wars, mud floods, and shape-shifting resets, all kinds of stuff, guys. Karen's one of the coolest people to talk to ever. She is riddled with fascinating information. Definitely check the video version of this show because you're going to want that. All the ways, again, to find her, support her, are down in the show description. But for right now, guys, let's just get right to this thing with Karen McDonald. Welcoming back to the show, we have Karen McDonald. Karen, it is so cool to see you. How are you?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm feeling like a little bit of a shish kebab, though. As I was telling you, I'm right on the front line of all these direct energy weapons and lasers and fires and storms and smoking everything out that people are getting evacuated out of these areas here, what people know as the Slocan Valley. I'm right across actually from the Valhalla. So if people don't know that, that's north of Nelson. It's a very famous unacknowledged base because we've got 200 and some bases, actually over 2,000 bases that are old World War II bunkers. And these have been repurposed for nefarious purposes. So I think this is what's going on here. So a lot of people know what happened in Maui and Jasper hit the, you know, thing, but it's actually going through a large part, like it is what you call Northern BC, Lower BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, everyone's getting hit, especially the West Coast out here. So I'm right in the middle of it. I feel like a shish kebab. So thank you for asking.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, before, you know, I think you should be right there because you're the one holding down the energy for that whole area. So it makes sense that you would be plopped right in the middle of this damn thing.
I have organic popcorn. Does it count?
It totally counts, yeah. Want to remind the listening audience here that all the ways to find her, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, email, and more are going to be found down in the show description, as well as your first episode on the show, 161. It was over a year ago. So it's just really cool to see you again. And you and I have just never lost touch. You send me really cool things, and we've emailed back and forth here and there. And through this wild journey, we get to speak with you again and get to catch up. And here we are in the middle of you being bombarded by DEWs and all that kind of stuff. So let's talk about that. What's going on with the directed energy weapons, this biowarfare? You've done a lot of work with this, as well as what you're doing with your project, which we will talk about. So what's going on with all of the stuff going on right now out there?
Well, you know, some people like to think it's like, you know, draining of the swamp or, you know, cleaning out or child rescue or taking down of the, you know, nefarious gangs, whatever you want to call that, the deep state, you know. Malevolent people that don't have people's interests at heart. So we are seeing bases that I'm well aware of. So this is very famous here called the Q552 Nelson Base, which I've done lots of shows at the Bases Project and Project Camelot with Carrie Cassidy and recently with Ryan Velli. Interesting enough, I woke up and there was Carrie Cassidy and Ryan Velli today. But we're talking a lot about this, you know, what Sabrina Wallace, one of the synergists, or, you know, and Tony Pantelaresco, one of his friends, you know, that is on his weekly show. So what we're seeing is the involvement of artificial intelligence. We're seeing basically 5, 6, 7, 8G out in the air environment right now. We've got towers that are weaponized. Your streetlights are weaponized. Your phones are weaponized. You know, your fridge can be weaponized. There's actually, no joke, there's actually been a court case where the RCMP were listening into people and actually charged them because they were listening through the tech in your fridge. So it's not just Alyssa and, you know, whatever you want to, like, talk into Alexa and Siri and everything else, but these kind of environmental psychopaths, basically, are coming and attacking the wildlife, the people, and at least what happened in Maui, where, you know, and again, alleged that we're missing 1,000 to 2,000 children, who knows, but there seems to be a discrepancy in the population headcount there, you know, and recently up here, most people heard of what happened, 1/3 of Jasper, Alberta, which is a huge national park. And again, that leads to, again, what happened in Banff. So we've had 4.2 quakes, you know, things that just don't add up, you know, quakes in the middle of the prairies and they're not fracking. We're able to determine, and all of us that are in the know, you can tell when it's an actual earthquake because you'll see it sort of going on the seismic and then it goes kaboom, where this actually goes kaboom because an explosion happens, like neutrino, whatever, and then it settles down. So it's a total inversion, actually, if you look at the seismograph. So when we see them at, you know, roughly 20, 30 miles down, it likely is one of those bunker bases that they built a lot of during World War II, or private, you know, and also previous to that, what we know is ancient pre-flood Tartarian ancient tunnel system maps that are known to be gates and illegal gates. So this area is known as the Sinaiac territory. So I don't recognize British Columbia. I don't recognize the British nor the Columbians or any of the other people. So when you have original peoples here and you can Google tribal maps of North America, you'll see that it's a whole linguistic map. And so we have less than a handful of some of these people that are original that can still speak the language, have the customs, usages, and the laws here. So they recognize and they welcome me in as a hereditary, you know, we don't use the word white, but people think white, Caucasian, or like you'd think Tartarian or Russian, Arcturian, Bear Clan mother. So call it whatever you want. They recognize that we still have that integrity, but also that the genetics have not been manipulated. In other words, they haven't taken any injections or tests that would have mutated the original template, the divine blueprint of our mitochondrial DNA. So in my case, with being AB positive, it's been passed down for 45,000 years. So this is what they're really targeting as well. So in my estimation, from what I know, and I know a lot of people, you'll see me out there. I've been with Sasha Stone's group. I've been with Pascal Najati. I've been with Gene Decode, Project Ascension for a lot of years. So you'll see me with a lot of these insiders and whistleblowers. And there are gatekeepers. There are people in and out of the forces. You have a lot of people that are ex-vets, like for child rescue, also for protecting Earth Defense and Tribal Earth Defense Force, which is kind of like what happened in Avatar. When you had that special group to come in and protect the people of the Earth, that's kind of who we deal with. So it's very much like Jupiter Ascending and Avatar kind of rolled into one right now. And when you see what they're doing, you know, many of us have got these biochips and sensors. I'm one of the people as well that I can certainly hear the oscillations of the towers going on and off. So a lot of people mistake this, and I'm a nurse as well. I've been nursing 40 years, but as a holistic, naturopathic, you know, someone that's got integrity. So, you know, I've been trained in herbology, aromatherapy, iridology. I work with people, let's say, like Dr. Robert Young, to make sure my live blood cell microscopy and dark field microscopy is up to par, right? And these are the colleagues that we do things with or have sometimes joint projects with. So that's very, very important. So we can see what's happening not only at the cellular level, and I will say that even from the hospital, the holistic allopathic testing, there's some use for it, but it's limited. But even when you go to, let's say, live blood cell, which everyone should have done actually, it's still limited. And what we're seeing is with the adjunct of this new technology that's rolled out, and again, rolled out 70 years ago, not just in the last three or four, that when you see the manipulation of the biosensors, the tech, the pegylated hydrogels, the graphene, things that are programmable, and then combined with semi-synthetic or synthetic materials or DNA not from this planet, it's not easy to recognize them. And that's why I went into the field of bioresonance and bioacoustical, what you call biofeedback. So we call Royal Rife or radionics, or some people like to just put scalar wave. There's a time and a place for this technology, and it can also be used nefariously. So in other words, basically what they're using for direct energy weapons, I use for direct energy wellness. So it's kind of like reverse engineering what they're doing. So I like to work in that ultrasound type of technology, which is very similar to what ultrasound is used for in the hospital or to get rid of kidney stones. But what they're not telling you is that we can actually scan you like Star Trek. So I've been doing Star Trek medicine for 25 years now. So I'm one of the leading trainers, researchers, developers, actually. And I used to be on the circuit here for all of Western Canada for all the health show expos for a lot of times. So that's just a little bit about the background. But, you know, when we look at the beauty of what we have here on this planet, my whole thing is actually about the water and the children. Because the water, and for those of you that don't know, we need to be centered and grounded. And even Brandon and I spent just a few times just in silence and just enjoying the moment and grounding and centering and putting out a positive intent, which is no different than what I do in the biofeedback. We have a part of it where we actually put an affirmation in it to put out that intent because it's self-love. And that's why I went into biofeedback as opposed to having therapists. You don't know what you're given for DNA pictures. You don't know what happens when you mix two people's energies. And when you're giving money over and you don't know exactly what they're doing, or I have people that go into these rooms now that blare all sorts of technology on you, look like, you know, a bunch of like TVs gone crazy. I've had people come out there extremely sick. I've had people with actually blind for about a week, swollen eyes. And then you get people that are transmitting negative energy, whether you call it shedding or whatever. So mine is really about the recovery process and protecting the water here, because that is actually what also we all breathe, the same air. We're drinking the water. We're all on the same sort of earth, but we're on a fishbowl here. And that's the cosmic law. So that's actually part of what I am, as one of the 13 original hereditary clan mothers. So everyone thinks they're native, but they're not. There's only a handful maybe left on this planet. Does that answer that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. That was amazing. Of course. And again, guys, all the ways to find her located down below. So I wanted to ask you about this app that I've been privy to. Somebody was asking me about it, and actually I got asked to test an app that's very similar to it, but it functions mm-hmm. in the same way. I just want to ask you about this, okay? So sure. Somebody created a psychedelic app that will induce a psychedelic state in you, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what it does mm-hmm. is you hold the phone up to your head, okay, for a number of time, and it's got music, and it's got lights and vibrations and things in it. So it gives you a sensory experience that induces psychedelics. Now, what yes. do you think of that first and foremost?
Second, I've tried a form of it, so I know exactly what you're doing, because there are many things out there, okay? And some of these things, not only on the phone, but there are lights that you can go on and vibroacoustical type of beds that produce similar results. And we can do that as well, and I'll tell you how. So one of the things that I did test, and it's not for everyone. So just like someone can be allergic to cannabis, they could be allergic to tomatoes, they could be allergic to blueberries. You can have people allergic to these substances, which is actually much greater than most people think. And so I actually tested these, and I actually can show you that the actual live blood cell, when I went on it, looked like my blood had been basically nuked. So for me, it doesn't work. I didn't feel great. I felt almost anxious because I don't like artificial stimulation in that sense, and I don't like psychedelics. I've also seen what it does to energies and auras, because I can see that as well. So for some people it has, they use it a lot more so for, let's say, recovery or microdosing when you're using ayahuasca or other psychedelics, peyote, San Pedro, whatever it might be. Okay, it doesn't work for me. I've actually been pulled by animals back if I'm at a gathering or they're doing something shamanically to stay away from that, because it's designed for different people in those energies or actually arrived at that energy point or vortex. So if you know about vortex or chakras, ley lines on the planet, it's not my place. It's not my, not where I need to be. And it's not the medicines. Most of the medicines you need are usually within about it, literally 1 or 2 miles around you. So once you get into knowing a little bit about you, you're the center of the, you know, multiverse or whatever you want to say, universe, whatever, that almost everything you need is within a very short distance, like your aura. And it can be brought in to help you. So that's the water, you know, go find a spring.com, get the closest spring water. Some are more acidic, some are more alkaline, depends on the areas. So the psychedelics, when they were producing that, and we went to look at the live blood cell immediately, like I said, I can show you. It literally clumped all mine. It's like my whole system went into shock and became acidified. And so, like I said, there's a time and a place, and it doesn't work for everyone. What you can do, and actually I have different things called remedy plates. And let's just see. I've got a couple here I can show you. Okay, so there's things like you can put on crystals, orgonite. I can also take this plant, for example, and put it on this plate here. And then I would capture the essence of that plant. So whether you wanted to get an ayahuasca plant or something else, I could replicate it by energy and radionically. So I can actually give it to you, the same sort of thing, but at least I'd give you the plant substance, sometimes the frequency of it. But like I said, that's the difference with the genus, because we're almost like muscle testing, like allergy or doing sensitization, because you may not require that. And maybe you might do better. You know, what I find for most people is going into things like frankincense, sandalwood, cedarwood, spruce, fir, pine, all those incredible trees are much better usually than a, you know, a lower plant that's ground-based, just simply because of the nutrients they bring up. And for the most part, a lot of psychedelics, you know, when people got into cannabis and stuff, it's because they're alkaloid. So I can do that with, I can achieve the same thing with baking soda, if that's what the long-term goal is, you know, or using things to chelate out. You know, some people use, you know, bentonite clay. They might use something like activated charcoal, or they might use something as simple as lemon essential oil and start chelating out all this, you know, chlorine and fluoride and stuff in the water. And, you know, lemon oil might be the thing of choice. So again, I've seen it do damage, and that's my experience. So it certainly will give you an altered one. One of my friends is Tony Pantelorescu. He would be a great guest for you. If your audience is not aware of Tony Pantelorescu, he's got a YouTube and a Substack, and it's called PTON, Piton and Friends. And he's on about 2-3 times a week in the evening. And then more importantly, is there's an open forum Discord that anyone can join and ask him any question at the time. So outside of the general chat, you have access to some of the probably most brilliant minds that are actually doing the anti-nanotech right now and working, because they've had Lyme, Morgellon themselves. And so these people have been at it 20 years, not 3 or 4. And we can talk to you about layering and what some of these things will do, that it actually almost like rewrites the DNA. And that's not what we want. It's one thing to chelate and get rid of toxins so your natural essence is able to thrive again. It's a different thing to start rewriting that. And that's what we're finding a lot of this certain Rife technology is doing. And also different substances that have come out now that are very high micro-meshed, what you call zeolites, silvers, fullerenes, shula sheets, carbon C60s. And when they start getting in, they can do a lot of damage. And so we can show you it's very much acts like graphene. And so when someone will go to look at it under a microscope, like some of my colleagues are, what they're not seeing is that it attracts in. And we knew this because friends of mine, Nancy Hopkins, Derek Conduit, or Walt Silva, people that develop this kind of thing with the leather shungite. I don't know if you know this, but they tumbled shungite with silver and also colloidal silver, but they tumbled it for about a month. And all of a sudden, all the silver disappeared. So it didn't go, you know, into the air. What it did is it went into the shungite, so it chelated it in like Swiss cheese. And so when they went to look for it, it wasn't there. But what it did go is it was attracted in or adducted in. to the substance. And that's what's happening, is when you have all these microsensors and operating systems that are basically like little computers, those are not the kind of people that we should be even touching or hooking up with this kind of technology. So like I said, we, and Tony, myself, and many people, I think, that have one, ethics, or err on the side of caution. I would never hook up a mother that's breastfeeding, menstruating, pregnant, anyone that's got lots of metals in them. You may have people now with lots of nanotech that they use for drugs to deliver inside, like insulin or like a pacemaker. And right in there will be anyone that's taken this injection through the nose, the mouth, or directly intramuscularly through those bioweapons. So anyone that's taken that is at risk, more so. And we've seen them. We've seen them go into turbo cancer, and I've seen what it's done to several of my clients that have gone in there, because, you know, they go in there, and usually it's about 3-4 times most people go, and then something does, it goes like, it's like taking chemo and radiation. And if you don't know exactly what you're playing with, even in the psychedelic realm, it acts like chemo and radiation to some people. So we really have to watch that. You know, you've got different blood types. Like I said, if I'm AB positive, my blood will react compared to someone that's got a negative antigen, you know, for those antibodies. So even how we absorb things, we deal with things, genetics alone, you know, maybe your great-great-grandmother was in Chernobyl, and I have to still deal with radon and radiation and different things that have come through that haven't been dealt through, let alone if we talk about the emotions of this. And I think that's the bigger thing, what we're looking at, is the emotional baggage that we're all carrying. And there has been trauma, we've had post-traumatic stress, we've had anxiety, we've had some people sexual abuse, ritual abuse, MK Ultra programming. So a lot of what I have to do is deal with it on that spiritual and then emotional mental component, and then also deal with the physical. Because if we don't look at someone in the whole totality and holistically, we're going to miss it. And so a lot of times when I actually look at people that want to do stuff, you know, like the psychedelics or whatever, that type of thing, whether it's sugar or pop or whatever it might be, the substance, people have addictions. And the bottom line, what it comes down to is a lack of self-love. They're not comfortable in their own skin. And that's when we can get into the, you know, altering things that we're seeing with Soji here and hormone disruptors that are basically virtually destroying, you know, the most recent generation. So I really focus on a lot of that, is what I've seen for hormone disruptors. And to me, it's not that different. I think it has a time and a place in the right environment, but a lot of those environments as well. I mean, you got to be with Pachamamas. And even when I want it to come in, and I've been with many different tribes on and off reserves as well, because a reserve, again, is not a hereditary thing. It's no different than a corporated, you know, town or village. These are the people that have actually lost the hereditary original ways. They've lost the original being what we call au sauvage. They've lost their indigenous connections because they've been scooped up. And so that's, but going into those places there, that's where you see a lot of this. That's where the focus is. It's really been focused on a lot of the First Nations. And once they've been corrupted, they put them, they're scooped up into bands and reserves. But having said that, which one of us wasn't in a city and went to a public or private school? It's the same thing, not any different. So when I start seeing what it's done to the children, that's where, to me, the recovery is right now. Because if we don't turn this around right now, we're on very thin ground. So I think that's where I really want to go with. And that's where going back to nature is important. You know, it's not just having plants indoors that can, you know, chelate out radiation, which is why I have these plants here too, right? With all the smoke, you need these things around here to help you a bit. But what they've done to our environment here, you know, like I said, we had zero visibility here. I mean, there was actual evacuations less than 2 miles away from me. Okay, I'll show you pictures that are very scary. When you see that raging inferno, we were looking at it just like it was just a flame going up. And I could take you out there, and as I'm looking at my mountain, I can see the green, I can see the scorch mark. Okay? It's a little different than having a bonfire. But when they scorch these things that have been pre-saturated for years with chemicals and then blasted, and my monitors are going off and I'm going off because I can feel these things. And most people don't know that 6G, a lot of these go along the ground so they can actually ignite spontaneous combustion, like what we have on the ground right now, is a lot of dry, what we call forest fuel right now, you know, and debris that's there. Our trees are turning brown, a large part in some of the Kootenays, and definitely in the Okanagan, which is, you know, where they grow their fruits, is a lot of them lost all the trees this year because they've been doing weather warfare. Too hot, too cold, too hot, too cold, and then boom, you know, they run the microwaves through. So a lot of these orchards are not producing, you know, fruits, no cherries, no peaches, no plums. I had a plum tree that used to produce 1,000 plums. I haven't got one on. So this is where we start going into let's be creative and using copper and electrical culture. So it's not just about wearing copper on ourselves, making sure all your 97 minerals are intact. But also you'll see the trees that are doing actually not too bad are the ones that, you know, a lot of us, we've wrapped copper around the smart meter. So we all have smart meter shields. So I've got about 4 houses protected out here. So if it all goes down, I got 4 houses that should hopefully stand, you know. But you're not, and this is where we get into some interesting ideas, I guess, too. There's a lot of people that want to, you know, dig their heels in, put the pitchforks in, and say, that's it. This is my land and no one's coming in. You know, because we had RCMP, we had BC Wildlife up here. Some of them, they went in, and again, they look like they all graduated, most of them, like not that long ago. But they've actually removed a lot of the original people that were the first line defenders in these places 6-7 years ago. And so they've been slowly replaced. And so to some people, they might think this is a normal fire. When we look at it, go, are you joking? That's a scorch mark. We can tell the difference. Like, you know, your tree doesn't melt at this, and your car doesn't melt in this. And, you know, why is this generator melting into a puddle? Oh, by the way, you know, we don't want to paint like blue roofs, right? Like I do, I've got blue tarps all over my trucks and my camper outside. I joke not, you know, if something comes or an emergency broadcast or something. So once you become aware of it, it allows you some creativity to open up and look at things like we never have. And I think this is the blessing out of this will be those of us going back and prayer, meditation, singing, drumming, you know, all the wonderful things that bring us back closer to ourselves and closer to the Creator. You know, so there has been some blessings to this. And if they're getting 1,000, 2,000 children, even if they got one child that was held hostage, or someone that was held hostage in these nefarious spaces that we know have been operating since before World War II and Nazi Germany, I think it's worth it for a little scorched, you know, trees for a while. But, you know, this becomes the thing on how do you look after it. So, I mean, I've got friends of mine, and because things have been going on Facebook in the area, usually I'm very quiet in the area where I am. I'm kind of underground here, right? Because I'm out on the internet. I don't have an open clinic here anymore. I shut down my clinics. And it was interesting. So someone got a hold of some of my interviews through the Basis Project, some with Ryan Valley, and they thought they were just exciting. Yours still go up, I see, every once in a while. They'll come through with the bioweapons and stuff we did. I love that one. It's one of my favorite ones, actually, that Absolutely. I've ever done. It's been with you, actually. Yeah. And we have conversations. I'm not here to present something and give you a bunch of PowerPoints. It's more what's going on here. But I've got friends now. We've been seeing black triangle, and they're not ET aliens. They're got a model number. There's a TR3B, a TR3 Astra, a TR3 Aurora, TR3 blah, 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 blah. They are makes and models, and they've been around for a long time, but they've been hovering over our area. I've been on plane finders. Sometimes you can get them. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes they're cloaked. They disappear, come back. And then people have been telling me, you know, how they've got basically first and second degree radiation burns, and their hair is coming out in clumps. Everyone is having memory problems. Everyone. You know, it's like a brain glitch, brain fog. And it doesn't matter if they're 12, 22, 32, 52, or 82. Everyone's having it here. And so we know that what the cause is, you know. So that's what we're dealing with on the frontline battle. But having said that, there's a lot of things to, you know, turn it around, you know, staying alkalized, having the right foods, having the right company around you, you know, birds of a feather flock together kind of thing. And, you know, I kind of looked when I got outed, so to speak, on the local, you know, community bulletin board, right? And then we had like 10 people that loved it and 2 people that went, what are you, a radio frequency expert, like, you know, at a NASA, like, where's your degree? And I went, here, do you want the patent? And they did. They were throwing the patents down and throwing Sabrina Wallace, and that's not good enough for them, and the patent number's not great enough. And, you know, like I said, a lot of people are too damaged, and they could be, like, you know, non-players at this point, or it doesn't matter what we're dealing with. There's some people that just literally are damaged, and we can't do that. So that's kind of what we're playing with. But, you know, I've got some really cool things. We were using air tamers. We were using potassium iodine, potassium iodide, getting Lugol's out, getting my little air tamers and stuff like that out. It was a great way to start wearing things that say, like, copper, so you can get Q-links. Or literally what I did, and don't laugh, I went down to the local hardware store and the local jewelry store, and I literally just got copper. It's not expensive. It goes around the smart meter. It can go around the trees. I was giving this out as little gifts. So when I have a client here, I actually put some of these, you know, crystals and coppers and toys and essential oils and water. This is what they get as a care package, a remedy package to go home instead of a prescription for a drug or an antibiotic that will suck you in. Including that's where we get into things like ivermectin and people using patches and stuff, because those come with their own toxicities. And we have taken ivermectin, many different forms of it, and put it under the microscope, and we can see as much nanotech in there as you can with some of the injections. And so there are people that have been putting this out. We've warned them, and we said, what's the alternative to using a drug? So the doctors and the chiropractors and the naturopaths and the osteopaths all are making a lot of money to start with. I was one of those people that was offered, and they were bringing in for millions of dollars ivermectin when it first started. So after I was asked to do that, and they said, come on in, we're going to make a lot of money on this. It's from India. I said, it doesn't matter. It's still contaminated. And I said, you're a doctor. I said, you should have been up there telling them all the side effects, because you're not giving people informed consent. So I could take ivermectin. You can just go to WebMD or go to, like, the Mayo Clinic and see all the side effects of ivermectin that you're going to end up at some degree, either now or later.
So it's got a bunch of nanotech in it?
Yeah.
What the fuck? So it was just part of this PSYOP, just like anything else? It was just, hey, take this as well, and that's why Rogan... Oh.
Yeah. So what are the alternatives to that, okay? So that's what I'm into. Okay, so the alternative to ivermectin is, we use, it's called Chernobyl in the scriptures, but it was called wormwood. Wormwood, Chernobyl, blah, 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 right? Artemisia. Artemisia, bear, it's like bear. Bear gland medicine is artemisia, by the way. Noah's Ark. Go take that, you know, artemisia or wormwood. So that's a great thing, and that's always been the best parasite cleanser ever, is looking at clove, black walnut, wormwood, lemongrass, mugwort, motherwort. I don't care if you drink it, use it as a tincture. I even have tobacco essential oil. That's pure tobacco, by the way, with nicotine. That's what I use for people. So people aren't even aware that nicotine and the lobelias come in homeopathics, but it also comes in an essential oil. You have to look for it, because most are without nicotine. But, oops, there we go. I'll just see if I can, you know, you can get some with pure nicotine. I also have some that is literally black like tar. And so we also have where we've taken pure heritage or organic. No, it tastes like cigarettes. Anyway.
Did you lick it?
Yeah. Right? That's how you're going to do it. That's the same thing as you're putting it on the skin. But we'll actually put it on the tongue instead of using, let's say, like Nicorette gum, or for people that are vaping. So that's my number one thing. I've also got one of my girlfriends. We got a whole bunch of, like, Hopi leaf tobacco. It's not hard to get. Anyone can grow it. We got it out of here. But you can actually get just tobacco leaf and put it either in an olive oil, a glycerin. You could put it in some sort of a tincture. Some people will put it in alcohol. Like, you can make, like, a Bach flower or a flower remedy essence out of the tobacco. And so that's the way to go. Not refunding back the same people. And I did, just for gigglies one day, Brandon. I went, okay, who owns this, right? And it went right back to Merck. So when you know about Nazi Germany, Bayer, Pfizer, Merck, right? And then who owns that? BlackRock. And who owns that? Then you get into the, you know, ACIO, and then you get into the umbrella, Mobius, Monarch corporations, all these things that we say we don't want to feed. You're feeding back the same people. It's a pharmaceutical. So I don't listen to the people. I've known about venoms since 2004 and 5. I was making anti-venom antidotes energetically. And so, for example, if a snake went to bite you, I would go to like India, or I'd go to Africa, or I'd go to whatever in the prairies and see what did that tribe use. So, you know, there's a thing called snake root, by the way. It's used for antidotes. You know, there are a lot of things you can use. And that's part of what I made for the program. So I actually invented and developed the software part of that and entered that into our database so we could run it to all our tens of thousands of therapists worldwide. And so I work with Ryan Williams, and you can go to insighthealthapps.com and you can see the many apps that we have. So we have a rife that goes on the phone, like you were talking about. And some of these things start at $50 for water. To a Rife app, you can get up to 20,000 hertz, is like $150. You got another voice one for $350. And of course, mine that is more like, you know, replacing almost like a hospital. And Dr. Debbie Drake is one of the most incredible recurring MDs I've ever met. And we've all become naturopaths, Ayurvedic, you know, Vedrus medicine, shamanic, traditional Chinese medicine, whatever we need to be. And gone into this energetic medicine, which her and I have been also doing a lot of stuff for 25 years. She's one of the lead probably developers as well, this technology. And she's in Toronto. And so we were meeting every Tuesday and volunteering our time to help teach people. So we would combine on a Zoom or a webinar, and you didn't it has nothing to do. You could just come in if you wanted health information, you know, at that point. But those are the things that most people are totally unaware of. And so, as weird as it is, I went and actually put a little thing on my Facebook together. So that's something maybe I could show you some of these things. It's quite funny because usually by the time I'm done, people will tell me, well, I took 4 pages of notes and I'm still not sure.
That's why we record these things. People are going to get a chance to sit with this. And actually, I produce a transcript for free for all of these episodes. You guys can check that out. It's hosted where the videos are on Patreon for free as well.
Yeah. Am I able to screen share for a second?
Yeah. You absolutely have permission.
Yeah, one of the things a lot of people, and I'll do this because it's actually quite fun in here just to kind of get things going, but as weird as it is, I'm going to take you guys to Facebook in a minute because I've got Twitter. I'm doing a lot on X, like right now, and other, you know, social things, but I find this is still where a lot of people are at, you know, so it's a great thing. I've got 7 Facebooks, but I'm just going to show you a couple things in here.
Just a reminder for the audio-only audience before you get going here, Karen, to check the link in the show description. If you're just listening to the audio version of this, there's free links for the videos. Go check that out. She's got a lot of really cool stuff to share, as well as her YouTube and Facebook and all of that stuff will be located down below. Okay, there you
right.
go.
Right. So if you're on Facebook, where this is going to take you to, it's called Karen Lusick McDonald Data Share Intel Truth Groups. I thought I'd put enough keywords in there that someone should get it somewhere. But it is a spin-off of actually my Karen Ann McDonald, and I have several. So if you're actually wanting to get a hold of me, there's another one I'll give you, which this is the one if you want to get into is go to the K.A. Lusick one, because this one's really full. But nonetheless... You're going to see a movie that was actually inspired by me. It's called The Future Shift, by the way. Different books that I recommend, live blood cell microscopy, how it's interfacing with PCRs, ivermectin, alternatives, that kind of thing is in here. Ley lines I was talking about, where these dumbs are, things like that. Alkalinity, healing, there could be stuff for post-traumatic stress, whatever. So this is kind of instead of a website, why duplicate it, because I usually like to take mine off. Radiation salmiak, a lot of people will talk about what that is. That's a special mineral that most people are missing. You can get online, but I'm going to go into here. It's got 95 items, I guess, in here right now. And also, by the way, some of the proclamations that I sent off to the government, in other words, to arrest the Queen start clan mother stuff here for getting things back into order.
Again, just to be clear, you sent a proclamation to have the queen arrested?
I did. I'll go into that later. That.
Please do. Yeah. We'll do that in the afterthought. Yeah. I've got a note.
Well, when you want to take out a clan mother, you have to use another clan mother. You can't do it from the public. So I can't go just, you know, someone just can't go arrest Trudeau or something, you know.
You always vent up. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to go for that. And whether people realize it or not, who runs the nations are there are corrupted clan mothers. They run the nations. They're the instead of the CEO of the companies. But in here, what I wanted people to do is just to come in and take a look at what's going on. Because when I start talking about simple things, like what is a yoni steam for men, which obviously you don't have a yoni, I know that. But in here, it's simple things at home that you can do. So instead of going to sweat lodges and doing a lot of things like that, you can simply sit on chairs and create the herbs and steams underneath. So these are things that are men use, children use. I've used for dogs. Basically, instead of an oxygen tent or a croup tent or even a sweat lodge, they're used for. And then I talked a little bit about, too, there's some stuff if people want to have sessions with me or they just want to consult, they can go to geniusbalancing.com, my site, and this is where you can contact me. So my clanmother13 at Gmail is here. It talks about how we're using the biofeedback, what we're going to be doing. And again, anyone can do this. Anyone can scan themselves. I don't care if it's digestive, whatever it is, and they can just get a hold of me and they can book a session in here. And, you know, let me know what you want, you know, because there's a lot of people dealing with a lot of things these days. In here as well, what we also have got is colon hydrotherapy. Again, the intestinal parasites, getting that mucoid plaque out, how to make your own Kalima boards. Again, you don't need to have $10,000 machines here. Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm taking the work out of here, black lemonade, some of my top recipes for people, because they always want to go, well, what do you eat? Right? There's a great thing called Nouveau Raw, and there's all your replacements there. If you can't find something that you like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and for gifts and mock cocktails and stuff like that, gosh help you all. I don't know what else to do. But, you know, there are different people like, you know, Kara Brotman and Marcus Rothgrant's, lots of stuff in here. I did a really great video here as well with Ryan Velli, and he's one of the up-and-coming things on talking about nanotechnology, how it interfaces. These are former National Guards that worked for cybersecurity inside and out. Some of the stuff I've done with Dr. Robert Young. There's also a really nice Heal Yourself 101 book here you can get, courtesy of Marcus Rothgrantz and Kara Brotman at their Heal Yourself and Healthy Lifestyle. And something as simple as I was talking about wearing these air tamers and air purifier. So these are not just about blowing ozone. It actually helps get rid of pollens, dust, bacteria in the air, and also going into smoke. And what it does is it keeps a 3-foot energy field around you. And these little prongs up here, if you put them up to you, they're like a taser, which means it's got an electrical magnetic component. So these are something that are really easy to get, and they're probably under, you know, $20, $30, $40 for most people, and they can be put on pets as well. So everything I'm usually talking about is in there, but a lot of the things in here I'm talking about will be how to do it at home. What is an upgrade from a sitz bath? How do you steam, put herbs and oils into the root chakra and bypass your mouth and the fifth chakra? This is actually putting the herbs and oils in. You could put your salad bowl in. And people don't realize when in parasite cleansing, you're steaming up the lower three chakras. So you actually are getting a really nice purging of, again, negative energy. And that includes emotions. So if you're experiencing depression, anger, anxiety, this is one of the best things in the world. I use this for cancer, every disease in the world. And so sometimes it's some the simplest diagrams people have to get. But a lot of people are building their own little, you know, boxes. And there's actually this hilarious thing, if you can imagine, it's called the Sweet Life and Sweet Spot in Georgia. So you may not be aware of it, but there's entire clinics and spas. There's over 1,000 spas, probably about 300-400 of them alone in the States. And we have 4 schools of what we call peri-steam hydrotherapy, of which I'm in 2 of them. So like I said, just because you're not aware of it, and all the doctors that are in the know use it. These are $3,000 steam rooms, by the way. They're sitting almost on gold leaf steam chairs with crystals and amethysts and all sorts of things in here. So for those people that don't know, that's the doctor from Botch. That's Dr. Terry Dubrow and his wife, that's like one of the Hollywood housewives. So very well known. They have bachelor parties in there, and they have bridal showers in there as well. But these are run by doctors for doctors,
and
too.
And just to be clear, you just go sit on this and your perineum. You just sit there and you just let it vent up there for how long, and what do you put in the mix?
Well, we'll come into some of that. That's actually what you can look up as yoni steam or vaginal steam or just herbal steams. You could put a couple tea bags in there. So what you see actually in the tray there, like drinking tea, is what you're steaming on. So if I want to add a couple essential oils, or I'll add some Epsom salt or some mineral salts, baking soda. And this is why these ones are $3,000, but I showed you how to, I'll show you, you can do it under your toilet for like, you know, nothing. So these are used quite often, and this has been before the pyramids. You can see records of these kind of things that the czars have used and the Ming Dynasty have used. And again, when you go into these, this is actually what I use for cancer. It's got nothing to do with your vagina and your lingam and your prostate and your penis, quite frankly.
Whenever you say it goes and steams up the bottom three chakras, because I mean, gut health, you've got your second, you know, your real nervous system, a second set of nerves, right, or brain down in your stomach. So all of that area is so crucial. So this is fascinating. It's honestly the first time I've heard about it, Karen. So that's why I've got so many questions. I can see Mary and I absolutely doing this. And secondly, is the towel so you don't just fall the fuck off because everything's kind of slippery.
Yeah, well, I'll show you in some. I have lots of couples that build their own steam chairs, and they actually play, I've got one couple that plays canasta, another one that plays backgammon, and, you know, crib. So I have, this is part of their, you know, evening routine. It was also done, by the way, when people got married, this was literally the bridal shower. And so the men and the women would actually go into steam rooms, and that was part of their purification for love making as well. And for procreation. So it's also huge for libido and for hormones, let me tell you. I've had people sit on them and basically, you know, and after about 20 minutes, half an hour, start feeling like they're having a little bit of an orgasm in there. It gets a little bit more juicy. That's all I'll say. Okay, so it's for, again, it's not just hemorrhoids and got, you know, anything to do with menses. It's that you're going in through the delicate tissue for men and women. And so it's the same thing when we're doing what's called a yoni pearl, where you can put herbs or putting a suppository in. So again, it goes in there. It actually kills off, jump starts the fungus, bacteria, and parasites. It kickstarts your white blood cell for those people that are immune depressed. Mood stabilization is incredible. And self-esteem. This is just like smudging. So everyone wants to, you know, use the old, you know, where I use the smudge mole and burn. Well, that's very limited. Steam goes and penetrates. So if you really wanted to smudge, this is one of the best ways to smudge, is actually even to stand over a boiling steam. So even just to boil something and put a blanket around you. And this is actually quite, you know, amazing. So there is a school called One Red Tent Wellness, and that's run out of Florida by my girlfriend Lisa Kelly. And then the other one is by Kelly Garza on the West Coast, and it's called Steamy Chick. And what was interesting is when we went through the classes, and you could see this on the, you know, pyramids and the hieroglyphs and everything else and the recipes they were using, and in the temples for sacredness. So the high priest and high priestesses, this is what they were doing in the chambers of a lot of these pyramids and temples. But when a woman actually had a child, you had to, in 30 days, sit with the rest of the mothers. That's how they welcomed them into the sisterhood, was in the steam chamber. So it's really interesting on this. The other thing, too, is for sexual abuse and ritual abuse, if you've had anything for that. And it's a great way to cut cords. So, again, most people, like I said, they've just never heard of this. So just in here, you know, you can buy these little steamers on Amazon or the other places that I mentioned here. And, again, these are the herbal tampons and stuff like that that you can insert. So we take all of them or open up a tea bag and put it in some linen and make your own, but you can look up what womb pearls are. This is the kind of stuff that's coming out of women right now. I have got women where this has actually turned absolutely blue because their dyes coming in from their tattoos or from their nails are now bleeding in.
What's it coming out of?
It's coming out of their vagina.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. And this is very common in about 2-3 weeks. This is the kind of stuff, that's why people are ill. That's usually a lot of times why people want psychedelics they found, or, you know, getting the Phoenix tears or other kind of resins and stuff, is because they're uncomfortable in that root chakra.
What is the Phoenix Tears? Sounds like a good name for a band.
You're not,
so does Turbo Cancer. You said it earlier. I noted it.
I'm gonna Kootenize you. We call it being Kootenized or the Kootenies. In the Sinaic territory here, what people think is BC in the Slocan Valley here, is it's one of the biggest things for grow-ups, actually. And so you can take the cannabis, and it's taken down like a resin. And so you take a very tiny little amount, like the size of a piece of rice, put it under your tongue, and you're going into a huge, instead of smoking up or using it that way, vaping.
Really? And that's called a Phoenix Tear? I think the kids call it a dab these days.
Well, yeah, we up here, so they do a lot of that up here. So it's known as Phoenix Tears. It comes in a syringe, and you just put a tiny, the preloaded medical cannabis. And the other thing it's put in is obviously gummies. But the other thing, like what I'm showing you here, that goes vaginally or rectally, is actually they use it for what's called bum candy or vaginal candy. So it's the same thing as what I'm showing you. So yep. Rather than, yeah.
I was going to ask you about this. The kids, a little while ago, I never got into this, thank God, but they didn't like the taste of alcohol. So they did this thing called butt chugging. Have you ever heard of this? Where they pop a funnel back in there, just for the audience then. For they pop a funnel in there and pour like a bottle of vodka or some shit. This is the same idea, just like a holistic, non-stupid version of it.
Yeah, your mainlining. We've always done that. So I've been teaching, like I do rock cacao and chocolate. I actually make the same thing I make for chocolates is the same thing I make for basically... suppositories, but these are very common in them. So we talked about, well, what are the most common ones? You can always look up yoni steams. You can get them, you can make your own, you don't have to buy them. Every health store's got, you know, you can get rose lavender. The only thing is it's nice to steam in here, but you can put anything. And usually I change the water and I imprint the water or frequency energy do the water through my genius and then use that water, steams enemas as well. And again, you mentioned about this. What you don't realize that when we are in utero, it's something called the arc, the neural arc reflux. And what happens is that colon is basically from your mouth to your butt. We have to think of it like this, not just bent over. So really what you're seeing in the left side of the picture is connected to your head. So your head and your butt, your first and root chakra, that's the only place in the body in the red spectrum, your red root chakra, in that, you know, infrared spectrum at 100 hertz. Is where it all connects. So this is the only way to actually clean out anything. So you can go in through enemas, colonics, steams, another version. That's why people are using castor oil packs inside and out to get this biofilm slime, and that's what it looks like. And that's why people are dying. This is similar to another version of graphene in the guts. So once you get that, that's why I'm really in there. So all these little dots up in here represent minerals and vitamins that you're not getting. And they're all connected to a reflexology point, and they're all connected to a chakra. And so really, if I took where the cecum is, that's the seventh chakra, and you move all the way around. So your root chakra is in your rectum, and as you move up, that's why you can see if I'm trying to, someone's got adrenal issues, they're burnt out, it's going to take 3-4 colonics. If I'm going to go up where you've got liver problems, heart problems, breast tumors, thyroid issues, and you can see most of the people by... the problem are all plaqued up. And so that's where you get the worms and the heavy metals right by the appendix. But you can see where all the things, when you start, your eyes start going in, you can see where the deficiencies are. So until people kind of overlay that template, they're missing the whole entire gamut in here. So these, again, there are schools, there are books on this. You know, I'm literally, I guess, could be talking out my ass. But anyway.
Pun intended. Love it. Thank you. But there how you often and how long do you have to do this? I'm just, again,
you can
I'm
do
curious.
It. I've with people that are sick, we've been doing it for half an hour. You could do it twice a day for half an hour, up to 45 minutes an hour. I've got lots of men and women, like people, like I said, we do group steams as well. You can do a lot of stuff is coming in. Minimum probably 20.
We've got a camping event coming up. You know, that might be fun.
You know, we have a camping version. You can use actually those porta potty toilets. I'll show you some.
It's little compost toilets. I've got like a 5-gallon bucket, right? And you just
I have
pour
one
some
for that.
Hot water in it.
Yep, I'll show you one. Someone made it from Home Depot. They went and took the Home Depot, the 5-gallon paint thing, the bucket, and then they put the noodles around, cut it around, and put it improvised the toilet seat. So I've seen just about everything my clients have sent, you know, to me on there. But, like I said, it could be simple or high-tech or whatever you want. But in here, again, that colon connects into the iridology and into the reflexology. So literally, I mean, that's how we read your soul, and that's how they're fracturing it. So every thing that you get clogged up or, you know, beaten up is going to affect every organ, and that will affect every emotion that you're picking up from other people. So we can do oils, and it doesn't matter if it's male, female. This is for sexual abuse and ritual abuse. That's our code for that design. And I always tell people, go make your own. You don't have to go buy these expensive things or brand names. Like, go look at the recipe. It's not hard to get orange essential oil or patchouli or ylang-ylang and make your own. This is a really integral thing I find for people. You know, that's what I smudged with before actually we started talking, just to keep me grounded and, you know, your brainwaves change, that kind of thing. So that's one of the things we can be doing in there. And again, like you say, a lot of people are contacting me even through Facebook all the time. Like, what oil do I need? What herb? Where do I go? This is why I created this thing here. We did have cannabis, as you see, essential oil. Damnia, there's all sorts of things. Sandalwood, frankincense, all of these things work together. They cross the blood-brain barrier. Like I said, tobacco. Getting all the salts is important. So what I usually do is you can put salt in a cup of water and take a little bit out, and I use all the salts. So everyone says, what kind of salts do you do on there? That's what we're looking at. So there's nothing wrong with combining salts. And again, a lot of things, you know, getting these colons cleaned out, oxy powder, magnesium, you know, taking oils internally, externally, if they're a therapeutic or great brand. Why people are not using anxiety, you know, I had nothing but diffusers going because it actually transmutes the air. It's not like putting Febreze or Lysol where you're actually killing yourself. And on that. And so these are one of the other things. Like I said, you can take them orally, skin. I have probably about 20 some ways. If you don't know what to do, get a book. There's more than enough books on essential oils. Also, how to use it for animals. So I've been doing a lot for dogs, cats, birds, the wildlife. Some of my friends are using shungite for the bee colonies right now. And they actually noticed by putting shungite around those areas and protecting them is that, and there's someone that wants a genius. Anyway, as we're talking. But how to go in, and the bee colony went from a couple thousand to over a million bees in 11 weeks.
Damn.
So like electrical culture and putting the copper around and trying to protect some of these integral parts of repollination. Like I said, a lot of them are connected. Dr. Carolyn Mean, a lot of these people I've trained with. So like I said, you can put these simply on your phones, iPads or tablets. They're not really designed for computers. There's one Mac it will work on because people are missing it. All these diseases, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, asthma, COPD, high blood pressure, this is all connected to geoengineering particles, whether they're inhalation or you've taken them through food, water, or whatever. Okay, so all of these, the Crohn's, the irritable bowel, everything we have to deal with, and that's why we're going in there. I was also one of the skill trainers. These are $30,000 units. We have universities, by the way, of where we're training for that. So we look at you from, again, it should be another department of radiology. In Russia, this is what is in their emergency departments. In Johns Hopkins University, this is what one entire wing of the hospital is all done like this. This is not where you have to be like Oprah or somewhere else or some other clone or someone of some elite and go to some private thing like Deepak's where you're paying like $1,000 or $2,000 a day to go get cleansed out. This is what they use in those clinics, okay? I'm dealing with people like Dr. Rima LeBeau that wants to go into, let's say, Africa and set up scalar wellness centers now. Dr. Paul Duran is the head of our university. Okay, we're all bona fide medical doctors and nurses, but we're bringing it all. So you can see how we can actually scan and use live blood cell conjunctively. So again, things about getting alkalized, I go into getting those bowels cleaned out. Everyone's small bowels are going into, they're not able to. Everyone is almost gaining weight or they're starting to pouch. And a lot of people have gained like all of a sudden 20, 30 pounds over the last year, unexplainably, because of this biofilm. And that's what's happening to the inside of the gut. So it's really important that we start using different methodologies to get them out right now. And so, you know, there are different salts, minerals we can use, baths you can use, borax, baking soda, salt, Epsom salt, hydrogen peroxide, certain infrared things. And you have to be careful again, because if people have got these nanotechs in them, they're going to just turbo them. I myself have used these in emergency in the hospital. I've had doctors write orders for them, by the way, in hospitals. So I don't take no lightly for some people or my clients when I have to stand as a nurse or as an advocate four's the sum. I used to have about 1,200 nurses under me. I was the head of the nursing union for a while for the advisory committees. Again, getting water cleaned. And again, you're not going to be able to filter city water that well. Seriously, we can't get stuff out. So that's why I send people to findaspring.com and go find your nearest clean water, using baking soda, getting alkalized. Now, this is where you get litmus paper, and I'll show you some of these things I'm using now. But if you don't get into that little happy pH range, and you can see how narrow it is, you know, 7.35 to 4.5, or Dr. Robert Young says your, and that's the blood, the urine should be up to 8. 7.5 to 8 just to stay healthy. And that's also the color of the chakras if you turn the scale the other way, by the way. So you can see where we want to get people going. And the baking soda works for some people, but like with cannabis or psychedelics, there are people allergic to baking soda these days, even the clean one. But you can try it. So for 95% of the population, using baking soda and combining organic lemons will work in a glass of water. And then we have another one that I use with maple syrup and Master Cleanser. And now you can add activated charcoal. Some people are doing that, and that's called black lemonade. I talked about blood. If you don't know your blood type and your ancestral genetics, you can start with getting a blood typing kit on Amazon. It's about $15.
And why, by the way, important?
Why right now? Because this is a bloodline war. This is what it's all about. And most people don't know their blood type. They don't know who they are. They belong to 5,000 religions that were actually stolen off of the original 12 bloodlines. So your 12 tribes, 12 clans, 12 nations, this is where they started fracturing people off. And by the way, there's not 8 or 9 blood types. These are all the hidden blood types they don't tell you about, that they freeze like adrenochrome around the world. Okay? So this was never...
How many blood types are there?
Lots. And you can just see a few of the ones here that they're freezing in the national blood banks all through Europe and other places they want, like adrenochrome sites. Okay? So there are a lot of things that most doctors, nurses have no clue what they're even involved in, unless you're in one of the very elites at the blood bank, and how they're doing different things. They have a whole different kind of chromosome DNA testing that they use that are not available to the public. So it's not, like I said, all the stuff with, 23andMe and Ancestry, that's all garbage. They're just looking for DNA to take you out. Again, some of the things too, like I said, you got to be aware. They want to use smart tech, so you better get your original genetics, be a genius. That's why ours is called the genes, genetics genius, is tap into your inner genetics, because on the right side will be the old analog. I was probably one of the few people to scare City Hall back enough that they came and put an analog back for me. But these days now they're using smart meters, and they'll tell you that it's not chipped and that it's safe. I've actually measured all of them with different RF and tri-fields, and they're all emitting some type of radiation. So how do you combat that? Again, this is where doing the Faraday cage, whether it's on you using electrical culture, but using these aluminum screen mesh. You don't put tin foil, or they'll be at your door in half an hour and they're not going to be happy with you. So it's got to be a mesh. Don't think that you can just put tin foil. So there are many different things in there. Again, teaching people, like, you know, gallbladder cleansing. I mean, we can literally get out tumors and gallbladders and gallstones usually within a day or within a week. You know, so having unnecessary surgeries, probably 95% of these are unnecessary surgeries. And that's all full of parasites. So, you know, it's gunk, it's biofilm, it's GMO stuff. For some reason, like I said, we can do things overnight and get things out.
All right, hey.
And that's actually where I was in here, sitting with the girls in my house coat, teaching them how to do. I even have that. How to go in the kitchen, put everything in the kitchen sink in there, get your salts, get your magnesium, open up pills if you have old herbs, add some water, go to the toilet, and there we go. You know, it's not rocket science. That's, you know, so the simplest mess that you could do.
Ideally, you know? And I mean, I'm just saying, you know, for shits and gigs here, literally, but whenever you go to use the restroom, could you just throw this mixture in there while you're sitting there waiting for the doorbell to ring, as it were, if you've got,
no,
you know?
Need the heat. Yeah, you need to get it. I bring it to a boil and let it simmer. That's why one of the ones I use is actually with a single burner underneath.
But you just put it in the toilet, then it just mixes with the cold water. How long does it stay steamy after that?
If you just put it in the bowl, you can get about 10 minutes out of it. You could always, you know, I've actually done it where I've just been in cases or been out camping where people are like literally dropping dead in front of me. So I just got a thermos and just refilled it on site. But normally what I do is I use a burner underneath. I'll show you that in a minute. But this is the video where I actually did that. And you can see where I've got similar to a crock pot. And I have, hard to see here, but I've got a single burner underneath the, sitting on steam, like a tea or a stew, basically. So you can take a look at that because it's really important. What we're doing is we can also look energetically at the spine and do energetic spinal alignment, chakra alignments. And again, there's the tune, the frequency, everything has got tunes and frequencies to everything. I do a lot of things like this for my clients, getting them on high quality fruits that have got superfoods in them. And one can of this is like having 58 cans of fruits. So it's really economical to do this for people. And again, what we're seeing is I've never seen so many ores turning brown, rust, black in my life. The last 6 months to year has been astronomical in seeing the penetration of people's energy. So a lot of people will say, oh, I'm fine, I believe in God and I believe in the creator and I'm going to put this golden light and I'm going to meditate and I'm going to sing and chant. But you know what? It doesn't all work. It works to a certain point. It heightens about 10 to 15% hertz. And so once something penetrates you like a microwave, it's penetrating everyone. There isn't anyone that is not untouched. Even the animals, we can see them. So again, these are examples of making remedies, crystal remedies you can wear. I usually do water and essential oils, or a lot of times what we're doing is we're plating the food. So let's say I make my lunch or supper. I can put it on the plate for 5 minutes. So what it's doing is it's kind of detoxing from some of the chemicals and re-imprinting some of the supplements. So you can use it to detox the food because no one's food is healthy anymore, even as clean as it is. So these are some of the things that we're doing right now. You know, looking at tobacco, and this is Lorraine and I in the clinic, you know, and we like to play. So we're testing supplements. We're testing what's coming on. So I'm testing my blood. Is this working or not? That's how I can tell you about the ivermectin. That's exactly how I can tell you about when you ask me about the psychedelic lights and other apps, unless you know what's in there. And the difference with mine is that I can program it. So you asked about one of those funny things, how like low can we go? That's how low it can go.
Dude, we're DIYers, so it's I get right this. There. This is nice.
Yeah, one of my clients said it. She says, Karen, I did it, and she said it worked. And, you know, sometimes what they've done is they've put the single burner in there underneath. But like I said, do you have to go out and buy a whole bunch of herbs? No. She just put 2-3 tea bags together, you know, lemongrass or lavender. She can even look at your spices here. Chinese 5 spices is one of the best things for Spike Protect.
And it's you do really this for like a week, like 30 minutes a day, and then you have one of these monumental shits or you have all this stuff come out of your vagina? Is that the case?
You know what? It's just slowly. You're lucky if you, you know, have an extra maybe bowel movement or two a week. You know, you got to remember how many toxins are coming out. So
how do you know when to back off of it, you know?
I don't think we ever have to bath out because, you know what? They use this like bathing and showering. I still think it's a great thing to do.
That makes sense. It's like internal bathing.
Yeah, well, women should have been doing it actually before they were actually making love. They made sure that they did this for emotional and mental release. Like men and women did this before they were procreating, before they wanted to have children.
I think
and
awesome.
Women, definitely after you've menstruated. And I mean, even with childbirth and after stuff, I mean, it's just, to me, it's common sense to do it a couple times a month, quite frankly, like doing an enema. So some of the other things I'll just quickly run through. There's your tobacco, again, nicotine, anything other than a drug. I'll give you things. These are someone that, again, that's been affected, shed on. You can see how the auric field is no longer pink and purple. It's coming down to the lower orange chakras, like into the second chakra. And in this case, what I was doing is doing the biofeedback on the client, and I was also energetically sending them the tobacco nicotine. So that's actually an example of what the nicotine looks like that I use. So, like I said, I'm the least thing I want to do is feed back to the beast and to these corporations that are, you know, making profit off the, you know, the avails. And they don't use money. You know, even when you get into Nacera and Jacera, they're all gift barting, trading, and, you know, free energy. So, yeah. But these are just, again, some of the different things. Chlorophyll is amazing. That's what builds the blood. Not spirulina, not blue-green algae, but great old chlorophyll. And that's where juicing comes in. you know, juicing some of these things, I mean, it's really unexpected. And energy gets stuck. And so, like I said, you might as well just say the way to open up all those meridians. And so we look at people in concentric rings. This ties into your consciousness. So we look at people in a variety of ways through the biofeedback machine, because they're burst in everyone's bubble. And if you don't know how energy transfers, when people say, oh, I'm intact and I can do anything and, you know, it's not going to affect me. You know, I've had clients literally be paralyzed in bed and can't get out because the loosh harvest was so intense, or the psychic vampire attack, or whatever you want to say, the hooks were so intact. That's what they're doing when you're mixing people that are, and again, the problem, that's what we're seeing right now with all the pure bloods, is they're picking up probably 3/4. Their blood is just about as dirty as someone that did take the injection. So, you know, and we know through Geiger counting, you can go over a grave, they are emitting still while they're dead. Okay, it's not stopping. This is not something, and even as a nurse, we would never allow anyone that was injected into our neonatal intensive care unit. Was not allowed. You couldn't be, I think we had 3 months roughly. That was part of our screening protocol because we knew what it would do to little babies. It could kill them. Okay, and we didn't need to be transferred either. So that was the only place ever in the hospital that we cared about minerals and vitamins and proteins and amino acids. That's the only place we ever checked. We never really did it anywhere else. But they do in a neonatal unit. So a neonatal nurse or a pediatric intensive care nurse will know exactly what I'm talking about, right? And this is the other thing going into, we'll talk about. This is also reading your own urine at home. I'm very big. You can actually get these on Amazon. You can get your own, nitric oxide, because everyone's deficient these days. You can get your pH in the middle. You can look at the ketones. You can look at blood sugars. And this is another reason why we talked about Tony Pantelaresco here, but he's not only, you know, one of the engineer for this anti-nanotech here, but what we're seeing is that the nanotech is showing up in virtually everyone's blood. Okay, and so he says clearly, even with the stuff he's invented, you never give it to anyone that's been injected, only to the inkling here, because that's what we're doing with. We've been dealing with advanced nanomaterials in Morgellons, which is the same thing. They've been doing it for a long time. And this is where we've been finding zeolite actually can be building the graphene oxide to help reassemble the nanobots and the pegylated and hydrogels and stuff like that. So there are a few people that do know. I'm not necessarily agreeing with, you know, EDTA and more drugs and everything else, but nonetheless, we know that it's in there. And that's why doing simple things like wearing copper on yourself, doing electrical culture, putting it around the house, the smart meter, the food, the water. I mean, we can have fun with this, getting into that, you know, higher thing of getting into fasting, moving yourself from, you know, an unhealthy lifestyle into something that's better. Because there's no way you're going to be able to get this out with just thinking about it and meditating. It's nice to think. It's nice to put that up. But again, a lot of people have broken the golden rule here. And so these are some of the places to get a hold of me and some of the different ideas if you want. But that's why I put this together. Because let's say if you take baking soda, it's plus 12. It will alkalize you. Alfalfa, moringa, all that kind of stuff now that's all big is like plus 33. And coffee is minus 25. It's not even on the scale. It's on the scale of basically almost battery acid to us. So once you start realizing you are what you eat, you'll start looking at things hopefully a little differently. So again, measuring the urine, you can get these sticks on Amazon and even the baking soda. I mean, people don't even realize that Arm & Hammer is a synthetic. It's made in a lab. It's just absolutely toxic. But, you know, people have used it and got rid of stage 4 cancer. So these are just some of the products that I've talked about they can go get. And wanted to go in there and just let people know about some of this. Because they really are deficient in the way of what we could do to educate ourselves. And when you don't have this knowledge, really, people perish because they don't know it. They don't know anything different. You know, and when we have these kind of incredible scanners to use, you know, that's what a normal aura should look like. That's me on my game, by the way. Okay, you can see it's hot. It's a hot rose, the rosy whatever. It's pink fuchsia. I look like a hot flamingo, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, but that's what it normally is. okay, and we can read through these. So like I say, even if you just want to go in and take a look at what it looks like, you don't have to do therapy. If nothing else, for assessment, why would I go to a hospital these days when I don't need to? So again, you can look at this, and anyone that wants to know, what am I talking about? Just go to Shattering Cancer with Frequency, and you'll see exactly what I'm doing with the machine. Because we can use the sound wave, and that's actually, we've used 10 years it took to identify all the different cancers and biosensors that they put into people. Okay, so when we do ours, we actually plated the vials. I plated the vials. So we're making almost like a reverse engineered antidote, which is kind of cool. So anyway, like I said, curing with sound. Okay, go study Rifan radionics, that kind of thing. That's what I'm doing here. Okay, and we've known this forever. I've been doing this for 25 years. Even Dr. Hulda Clark, you know, all of us were talking about this. Dr. Gary Young, you know, so like I said, we can hook the clients up, but more so we do most of it from a distance these days. You know, anyone can do a read on you from a distance. It's not rocket science. So, yeah, and just while I'm in there, I'll go peek. You asked about the queen, hey? Okay, so once upon a time, there was this really bad kind of a queen, and she wanted to put some terrible things into the people. Not only did that, she wanted to go, and she wanted to go to the bands and the reserves. And then she wanted to take all the little children and use them for nefarious purposes. Okay? And so that's basically what Queen Elizabeth was doing coming in. So we had a bunch of children, and it's been well known, documented, that these children went missing. Actually, we have to the tune of roughly 8 million children go missing a year. In Canada alone, we have probably 50,000 and over 80,000 in the States. Okay? So you can't be missing, you know, those amount of children. We should have alerts going off, you know, instead of just the old milk day, right? But now they use the Amber alerts for other things, like emergency broadcasts, to basically send nefarious signals to you, which is why we all go like into some sort of a pit house or basement and away for a while. But in here, what goes on is I wanted to do it. So I walked into Kamloops. And how you know who you are, you go through your mom's coat of arms. These are my Lusik, and you can see different things. You'll see if people are from the original things with the crown. You'll see if they've got honors, helms, registries, all sorts of things. So this is actually your genetics. And then you can go into tartans and stuff like that. So there is a meaning to all of this. And that's how they traced the clans and the tribes. This is the international law. So when they made a treaty, the clan mother of this clan made a treaty with another clan mother. That's how that was done. So you had to have someone in authority that held that position for their people. It wasn't voted on. It's not a 51% majority or 60% for a democracy. It's got nothing to do with that. So these are the people that are the matrilineal things. And that's how you. That's why we want to know blood type. Because what they started doing was hybridizing in. And you can start seeing where they started hybridizing other genetics. And they actually would put it in there. That was hand festing. That's why they didn't get wedded and bedded at first night's rites. They still kept the things, their original customs, usages, and laws for that. And that people can go to Meredith Quinn Tribal Laws. And there's also a Facebook called Universal Writings of Mr. Meredith Quinn. So in here, that's basically what I went to do. So there is a star disk that aligns up, and it is actually in alignment. So this may not look like anything, but this comes back. It tells me that the treaty started in 340 BCE. So we have treaties that we just broke with the queen and the monarch that went from 340 BCE to roughly 2013, not 12. That's why they said it was the end of the war or the contracts or the treaties with them. People thought it was the end of the world as they knew it. It was just meant, again, revealing things and going back to the way it was, life before colonization. So these are actually some of the things that I actually did, and we sent them off, and it was hand-delivered to the inner city of London, and I hand-delivered it in Kamloops to my cousin's law office, Sean Buckley, who is the head in Canada of the National Citizens Inquiry for Crimes Against Humanity for the people that have been victimized from the injections and the onslaught and aftermath of this democide, genocide, tribal side. So these are things that were actually put in. So it's oral, And I can actually show you pictures of where we have the actual treaties from the First Nations on copper plates that go back over thousands of years. So a lot of people go, where is that? Which website can I get it in? And we go, it's not, because it was kept between those 4, 5, or 12 tribes. Okay? So each one of those tribes had one of those copper plates. And so no one is more powerful than another. It doesn't work unless we all come together in harmony.
Wow.
So, okay, you have to have 100% consensus. So you would have to have all 13 clan mothers agree to that treaty, or it doesn't pass. So when they're making these things like what Eisenhower did in the 1950s, how dare he and all his descendants and hereditaries go in and say that it was okay to sign off because it was his signature on there. Just like, you know, again, we have free will, even if you have a gun to your head. You know what I mean? But there are things that people do not get in the international thing. Once you actually, a clan mother signs the treaty, that's where all the bloodline, all her descendants and children. So, for example, if they come against my children, it's an act of war treason and a high treason which they can be executed for. I'm not going into the Canadian court and charging them with fraud and premeditated murder. Okay, so it's a little different when you have it. So there are 4 levels of law, whether people really realize it or not. You can look up Brehan law and look at the 10 categories of law, because everyone thinks they want to be a sovereign. A sovereign meant that you would have had a treaty with the clan mothers. So who's more powerful, the clan mother or the treaties? The clan mothers that were on this earth that represented the original Star Nations, they outrank a general like Trump, Trudeau, I don't care, Queen Elizabeth. So that's what we did. We went in to put in for crimes against humanity to have them executed and make them then an illegal alien. It means a lien against their soul. I'm not saying that they're from Mars and have 3 heads. They're treatyless. They're soulless and they're not allowed here. And so each one has a territory. So really your planet was not 200 and some countries. You had a territory for the clan mother. And the clan mothers still are intact. There's a handful of us, but we're still intact. So
is this why when she died, they broke the wand?
Yeah.
That has something to do with
stuff.
It?
Yeah. And part of it as well, I can show you, I actually have pictures of the actual copper plates. You can actually Google banishing, they call it a banishing ritual, like, you know, we're going to banish you from our king, not from the kingdom or the queendom, you know, but from the mother's land. Okay? This is not the father's land. It's not the republic. It's not the founding fathers either, who happened to have killed the first set of clan mothers over there in the Mi'kmaq territory, the Senecas and the Tuscareros. That's where they came to kill the first set of clan mothers. And they went and ate a lot of them. That became your pig roast, your long steak. And they were the first ones to start scalping the people over here. That came from the colonists, from the monarchy. So the amount of stuff that when you start studying what you call mud flood history, and I have books here from Meredith Quinn and all the previous Dakota, which is one of the Star Nations, if you think about the Andromeda Council, right? Arcturian, Vega, Procyons, you know, Tagatans, Dakota. I have the Dakota clan mothers, Star Nations pre-flood. So this has been passed down for thousands of years. So our knowledge base about, you know, Montauk, CERN, that type of thing, psychotronic weapons that they used when they did the reset back in the 17, 1800s, we still have a record of it. So, you know, again, it's kept, again, sacred. And, like, part of it is part of it, like, I keep my Baba's traditions, right? That's part of a riddle, customs, usages, and laws. I'm not here to be assimilated into some Cree tribe or a Blackfoot tribe or the Apache, because we have our own tribes there. And tribe is tribe wherever you are in the world. And a lot of us, you know this. You know, there are a lot of people out there, you know, that recognize the power of the tribes and who clan mothers are, right? These guys are lawyers, by the way. They know the law, some of them. Not all of them, but some of them do, because they're also galactics. And so once you get into some of the people, knowing where these laws were and sacred sites and caves and petroglyphs, that, for example, why they're blowing up part of here is we could have an underground tunnel system there that through LIDAR, we've got an Orion Gray Draco base here. That's why really the fires and direct energy weapons are coming. But also I've got petroglyphs here that show the 13 different clan mothers, 13 bloodlines coming down through the 13 rays of the, as you think, the sun, the soul, as a gate here. And they'll show the DNA or the serpent and the kundalini and all the genetic in there. So some of them actually marked it. And so this is actually what is going on in here right now. So like I said, it's not always what people think or assume. And until you've actually seen this, but like I said, when they took these copper plates, we met in Calgary, or not at all, in Kamloops. And part of it too, like you wouldn't think this, but this is the house of the DNA. That's the old Hague court. There's your DNA.
Damn.
That's when you know how to read masonry and read the sigils and all their sacred geometry, right? It's not always what you think. And I was just dealing with, actually this was kind of funny, but this was thought Larry Levan, and he was a JAG Navy lawyer. I spent looking after him the last few months of his life. So these guys were walk-ins, but worked for the Navy. This is the general, that's the JAG, right? And walk-ins, we were talking about, I always joke, that was his walking staff I gave him. I got from a Yeti, but anyway, a Sasquatch. But I said, if you're Moses and we're doing the Mosaic Lodge, you better have a staff. So anyway, but again, these are people that carry some of that original information. And we actually, I did 13 shows with him because we were showing that they were trafficking galactically the DNA of the people on the pyramids. That's what the Anunnaki and all these things were that people are worshiping now. I mean, I seriously don't get it. While we're in here, I'm just going to show you this. You asked me about the ivermectin, right? These are the ivermectins that were tested. And these are all the nanotech. And what it does is it goes stealth, or what we call invisible. It goes dormant. And so in the right condition, it disappears. It's like monatomic gold, right? You can't see it. And then put on 6G, guess what starts coming back? With the vengeance. And that's why drugs do not work. Okay, even there, when I'm out with people, like this was actually an example of frontline nursing. They took people that were vaxxed and went into a prayer circle, come to Jesus, and then they went out into the crowd of clean people and contaminated them all. They're super spreaders. So don't assume anyone that's got a degree knows what the hell they're doing, because they really don't.
No, that yeah, was yeah. Like, we're very hip to that.
I'm just like, whoa, man. But when you started seeing that, and then that's what starts happening in a couple weeks. So now the computer chips and the formulation and the mind hive and up to the cloud, which is your internet of things, internet of bodies. And that's where Sabrina Wallace gets into a really amazing set of stuff. Because if you don't know how she's, you know, dealing with things, what's called the, for the engineers, international stuff, but IEE, but what we call the wide body area network and the medical area body network, because this stuff is sitting invisibly, silently cloaked, and they can cloak these things just like in, you hear about cloaking technology, like through military space and warcraft. We could have 50 ships sitting up top, but I won't see them because they're cloaked. They're in a frequency that is outside of what we can do. So these are the type of things, you know. So 7.83 hertz is very, very low when I'm talking about running my technology at 20, 30, 50, or 100,000 in the radio wave thing. So there are very few people that kind of get what's going on. But like in some of the cases, even just doing, let's say, crystal bowls, doing tuning forks is amazing. If you can afford a biofeedback thing for a couple hundred or a couple thousand, and a lot of these actually, Ryan, he blew me right now. He says, we need to get this out to the public. I'm going to put it on the phone. We're going to put these apps out. And he just made a special right now for $99 a month. So he put this as, I said, are you serious? Like, people don't have to buy it anymore. They can, like, I mean, you know, outright, which is unusual. But that's what they've done to get it out to the public. So I would rather see people do that than they can own it. They can do their own families. People, you could take a picture of the house. I did a picture of this area. We had three, four of us working this area because our things are transmitting a different energy, like a different scalar wave while they're hitting us. So it helped, we'll say, we got a couple like really nice rainstorms in doing that. But other stuff, like when I talked about Tony Pantelarsko, you'll see these are called triangles. I don't know if you've seen these, Brandon, but they're actually go in the bathtub. You can use them dry or wet in the tub. And what happens is you put the salt water and Epsom salt and baking soda, and it's getting some of that nanotech out. I don't know if you can see that little bit of black stuff coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is why I'm dealing with the people that I deal with. These are pulsing at you. And, yeah, this was an example. We did a client. So they're not the same as the foot baths. The foot baths are very dangerous. And they have actually fractured some people's auric fields. But these are done, and we've been doing them. Tony's got them. There's several different people that are making them now. Fire and medic, and I've seen about 3-4 women now making it, nurses and stuff like that, to get it out. So those are some things that are at least we're working on. And like we said, it can only be done with people that are technically pure bloods, you know, in there, on there, because there are a lot of different things too. I did some stuff like with these people that involved in these things at Patrick Air Force Base and USSF or Space Force. But what happens as well is they're trying to recruit people, but what's the criteria to get in there? Or they want to rehire back all the nurses that they fired. What's the criteria? Is that you still have to be vaxxed within 2 years? Or the new, I haven't seen one of the forces yet say that you can come in clean. Find me a force right now that's not doing any kind of injections with people.
Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, it sounds great on paper, but I mean, even what I see from up here, not that I'm involved in anyone's politics, but they all have got masks on them. You know, it didn't matter from the Tucker thing to the, you know, with Kennedy and Trump and that. They all got different masks.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
all connected to these organizations, and they just want people back into that dualistic fighting. And they want people coming back in to vote so that you're part of their loosh project.
And pass on all of that, right? We're not going to subscribe to that. But I tell you what, let's go into the afterthought here, because you and I have a lot more to talk about. We're going to talk about tribes, bloodlines, mud floods, absolutely the resets. We're going to talk about all of this, Karen, because I want to know what you think about this. So
I
want to remind the audience to look for all the ways to find you down in the show description. And just thank you so much, first of all. One more thing before we let you run for this time, though. What gets you out of bed every single morning? It's a crazy world. Why do you keep getting up and keep doing this?
I'm a mother. I have children. And you know what? It's a recovery process, really. For those people that don't know the background of what happened to myself and my children, you can look at Carrie Cassidy. And you can look at Cosmic Reality, because I talked about what happened to my children that were targeted through these nefarious organizations. And when children are abused at a young, tender age, and any child is co-opted from the innate wisdom and gifts that the Creator gave them, I have a problem with that. So never piss off a mama bear. That's what gets me up, is because I see a future for these children, and I have a vision that is incredible, and it does not include a lot of the stuff that we're seeing. So as a woman, as a mother, and I mean to anyone, any child is part of our eco community, and it's all about love, people think, or 432 hertz or whatever they think it is. It's about creating and co-creating, and like you and I were even just meditating together or just holding a vision, it's the same thing. What you and I just did before here is what gets me up in the morning. And, you know, I'll just give you maybe one sort of example. I literally just came through this. That's what I was looking at right outside my window. Okay? I just went through like 6 weeks of this. I've been baptized by fire this time and also fire walked. But, you know, it's all about what we can do and coming back into ourselves and our spirit. It's our soul. And seeing the beauty in a flower here. You know, or just looking outside and enjoying what we have. But that is what motivates me and gets me up in the morning. And there was a couple times we all have got, I think, down times a bit. And I went, why am I here? What did I get up for? Oh, do I have to do this again? I've never had so many people, you know, who's calling me up is all my therapists going, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to hear about the politics. I don't want to do this. I've been run down. I'm run down, I'm tired, people are sleeping, their patterns are being disturbed, because all of us, it doesn't matter how healthy you are, we're getting hit by these towers and these frequencies, right? But one day I was just handling a piece of one of the papers I have here. I'll probably find it for the thing. And it was a paper I kept from May 2008 in Saskatoon. It's when they gave the Gardasil out to a bunch of children. And a bunch of them died, got sick, that kind of thing. We know what all happened. But in this case, one of the girls went into shock and passed out. And they said, oh, she just fainted. She'll be okay. I contacted the paper. I contacted the editor who contacted the writer. I said, tell this mom that I'd like to help her. And this mom came in the next day, and I just had Dr. Len Horowitz and all his 24 books up here at the health stores, right? And I was his rep up here in Canada for a while. I said, we have to do a recovery here. I said, this girl's been injected with Gardasil. I was not only there, I went to the Canadian nurses and I went to the injection team and to Health Canada. And I scared them, I really did. I also saw someone shapeshift. That was the first time I'd ever seen that as well. But anyway, didn't look too human to me that was mixing in there. And they were also going in to indoctrinate what was called the Native or Aboriginal they were making for nurses now. So they had now gotten to the point that they had now gotten into the First Nations and corrupted them all. So their own people were weaponizing and killing their own people through this. And I'll tell you, that girl came in with her mom. We started the recovery process. Everything I had, I used biofeedback, I used herbs, I used oils, I used every chelation agent. And the day I had this was about not too long ago, couple years ago. And I was like, what am I here for? And I was cleaning up, sorting, and I held that piece of paper about this girl that had, passed out. And 2 days later, her mom gets a hold of me on Facebook, and I hadn't talked to her for like 12 years, 13. She says, I wanted to let you know that, she's doing excellent. She's in school. She's brilliant. She's bright. The information you got to me, we've still been using the oils. And I realized that you never asked for anything. You never charged me. And she said, and I felt so bad. So, she goes, I'm getting a hold of you to find out if I can get your post office. And she says, I don't have much, but actually this bottle I sent you, showed you, that's when she sent me 3 bottles. Doesn't even have to be the most expensive thing, but that's what got me up in the morning. If I can leave on that, so thank you for your help and understanding. One more child on this side.
Just want to take a moment here and thank Clan Mother Karen McDonald for joining us for that fascinating conversation. We absolutely go further in this thing, so check the link down in the show description for the expansive afterthoughts that we do for these. It is a wonderful way to support your favorite show, and with that link, you get access to all the bonus content and the hangouts that we do as well. So check the show description not only for that, but all the ways to find Clan Mother Karen and all the things she is doing. Absolutely fascinating, as well as her previous episode, 161, located down there also. So guys, go into this wild realm, amazingly wild realm. It keeps getting more interesting, and perhaps keep that in mind, is it's getting more interesting, not more terrifying. You can take it however you'd like, but we're choosing the fun house route rather than fear house, haunted house route, right? And it's been an interesting process of alchemy. So we encourage you to do the same and just keep moving forward. Whatever you're doing, keep moving forward. This is a wild time. Again, we can't overemphasize this, and everybody knows that. Don't stay stuck on the wild shit. Move forward, amplify, alchemize the wild shit. Let Karen help you out. All those links and stuff are down in the show description. But above all and anything else, go out into this wild realm, guys, and pick up a piece of litter. Be nice to everybody you come across. Of course, get the fuck out of the left-hand lane. You got somebody behind you wanting to pass. But above all and anything else, go out and just be good to one another. Love you guys so much. Thank y'all so much for liking, subscribing, sharing. Everything's going awesome. Just want to thank you. We will see you next time.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.